Something wrong? How is everything okay? Is that something like, is the couch comfy enough? I think I've got another blanket somewhere if it's too cold. It's not that. Why is it? I should probably go. I could shut the bed. No, nothing's wrong. No, of course. I mean, it's not super big, so let me just get to this side. Of course. Come. I've got here. Yeah. Just kinda stay there. It's okay. I'm sorry. It's not that, like, it's not that I don't want you to stay away or something. My feet are very cold, so it's probably better if you stay at a distance as much as that's possible in my tiny bed. okay, your feet are cold too, but like not them, then you they'll warm up faster if you don't touch my cold feet, because they're not warm. I'm sorry. I God, you're really cold, aren't you? You know, if you just pull the covers up to your neck like I'm doing, you warm up faster. So that's kind of why I'm doing that now. Yeah, it's not another reason. So yeah, you'll probably get warm soon, I hope. I have talked about how I like cuddles, and they would warm you up. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But if you close your eyes, I think I have one around here somewhere. Okay. Close your eyes. Please don't open them. Open. Okay. Safe. I'm so sorry. Oh, God. I'm so sorry. I don't know why I was acting weird. I was just... I didn't know what to do. I was stressed out, but now I can cuddle you if you still want that. Yeah? Okay, because... God, you're so cold. Oh, God.
Sweating.
Oh, you're shivering. I'm sorry for acting weird. It's just I mean, you kind of woke me up, and not that it's your fault, but I was just in sort of half asleep, half awake kind of state, and I don't know, I just freaked out a bit. I'm glad that you don't seem to mind. yeah, I don't know. I mean, I do wear pajama shirts sometimes when it's like cold. But yeah, it's just not that comfy, I guess. It just... I mean, I wear, like, baggy shirts for bed, but it just feels a bit... Ooh, still. I mean, I toss around a lot, so it's, like, after all, it's, like, really... It feels constricting or something. Like, not the way that, like, it's, like, cozy and snuggly and, you know, like, cuddling, but it just feels like you're choking. Really? I mean, yeah. My feet are pretty cold though, so try not to. Okay, you're so cold too. okay, get them away. So mean, I'm trying to warm you up. Gonna attack me with cold feet. I thought mine were bad. Are you warming up a bit? That's good. Do you like want me to let you go or? Yeah, I mean, I'm up for some platonic cuddles. Yeah. No, it's fine. can I just move my arm is a bit? Yeah, like that. No, it's fine, don't worry. I mean, I kinda thought that it'd probably be better for you to be able to sleep on a proper bed, but I felt a bit weird, like, pushing it. Because, you know, we're friends, and if it's like, oh, you have to share my tiny bed. I don't want to be like coming across as if I'm like, oh, the fan fiction friend sharing a bed and then they confess their undying love to each other. I didn't want not a great couch for sleeping. Like, I've kind of fallen asleep a couple of times, but I kind of regretted that the morning, or honestly, just a couple of hours after when you just woke up from your back hurting. So I was like, hey. I mean, I tried to warn you. I should just blame this all on you. Your stubbornness. But this is nice. Yeah. I guess we are kind of a fanfic after all. I still have to find out a way to say how much I ardently vain I have struggled, it will not do. I should probably work on my Mr. Darcy voice though. I'm not completely there yet, so. Yeah, you'll help me. Okay, great. In vain I have struggled. It will not do. My feelings will not be repressed. What is it? Repressed. I must tell you how much or how ardently, yeah, how ardently I admire and love you. Wasn't great, but I only kind of know it because I watched that like BBC TV series, and I have like a bookmark where it's like in fancy embroidery on it, so I only know those words kind of, but I don't know the whole thing. But hey, you're not Lizzie right now, so hey, you can't, it's two-way street, you know. Well, I'll have to maybe try another tactic. This isn't very period drama-esque anyway, so. Well, I could always just say, like, the classic, when I first set my eyes on you, I already knew that you were that I wanted to spend the rest of my life with, and I knew from the moment you looked me in my eyes and you gave me that brilliant, beautiful smile that you were someone radiance. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have brought that up. But I don't know. I shouldn't be the only one confessing anyway. Where's your part? Like I said, it's a two-way street. You can't just leave me hanging here to do all the ding. Can I try that again?
Shit's